Hello, hello. Welcome to today's live stream, which is going to be talking about how can your business make it to $1 million in revenue. I'm going to share a little bit of a personal story from my experience as to how I did this and also give you some examples to help you figure out whether or not your business can actually make it to $1 million at the kind of business model that you currently have, meaning, you know, your current price point, your business model, your location, how many team members you have, what kind of things that you sell, so that you can kind of get an idea as to if your business can make it to $1 million based on, yeah, how it currently is, or what kind of changes that you're going to need to make over time in order to get there. So this is something that I have done personally. I have tried many different ways of doing this, and I've helped a lot of people to get to seven figures as well as a coach. So first question I'd like to ask, if you are watching live or watching the replay, tell me if you do want to like actually make $1 million in your business, because I know some people like say that they want to, but they're actually not going to do it. And then there's some entrepreneurs that are like, fuck yeah, I'm all in on this. Like, it's a goal. I really want to make it happen. And you know, there's some people that are in my group or that follow me that have already made it there. And that's really, really exciting. For me personally, reaching $1 million or building $1 million business was just not even like, yes, obviously I wanted the money, but mostly it was like, I just want to do that. It was just like a goal that's like, I just want to like just do that in my lifetime. I want to see what it's like. I want to see if I can do it. I was driven to like figure out how to do it. And so, you know, it doesn't have to be just something because, you know, you want $1 million to spend. It can just be because you lack having a goal to aim for, and you want to kind of prove to yourself that you want to do it. But yeah, let me know if you are that kind of person. So can your business make it to $1 million? This is what you need to master. This is the two main things that you need to master if you want to build $1 million business. And if you're watching this live or the replay, if I'm looking from one screen to another, it's because I've got two phones right now. I'm live streaming in my Coffee with Carissa Facebook group and on Instagram because productivity. Pamela Joshua has says, yes, that would be a dream. Okay, cool. It is hard work. I'm going to say that. Not hard work. It's work. It's work. It does require effort. It requires self-discipline, hardcore self-discipline. It requires overcoming a lot of limiting beliefs, a lot of fears, a lot of money blocks and stuff and self-worth. And like, there's so much emotional stuff that you have to work through in order to get to that level that will come up that you didn't even know that was there, or that was the case for me anyway. But yeah, there's two main things that you need to master in your business if you actually want to build $1 million business. And that is profitability. Your business, your products, the amount of money that you make on your services needs to be highly profitable. You need to have a high profit on whatever you sell, because when you have a high profit, you have more freedom, more room to actually reinvest that money into your marketing, into lead generation, into hiring people, into buying more stock, into, you know, yourself, your education, whether you want to outsource things, like to free up more time for yourself. The only way to buy more time is to hire more people, by the way. If you want more time in your days, you have to like hire people to do things for you that you normally do, to take that off your plate. Denise said, I need more self-discipline. Yes. Yes. Just yes. So profitability, is your business making money? Are your products and services making a high profit right now? Not just are they profitable, but are you making a high profit? A lot of people price themselves really affordably. From the beginning, trying to be affordable, trying to, you know, not be the most expensive or out of people's reach, trying to, you know, help people, but they end up just getting stuck at a certain level if you don't have like a high profit offer, a high profit service, because you can't, like, you get stuck that way. And that kind of happened to me in my beauty business, which I'll share about in a minute. Pamela Joshua says, what would you say is a profitable markup percentage? That totally depends on, you know, what it is that you're selling, but I'll come back to that at the end if you like. Tell me what you sell. And scalability, right? So profitability, super important. Are you making a high profit per service? And scalability, is your offer able to scale? Are you able, like, to keep selling what you're selling as many times as you need to get to $1 million? Or is there a block? Is there a cap in the way? Meaning you're limited by the amount of team members that you have. You're limited by the amount of hours that you have. You're limited by the amount of energy that you have. You're limited by the location that you're in, or the market that you serve. If it is a small niche market and you can't expand or grow outside of that, then there's going to be a cap at some level and you're not going to be able to get past that. That happens to a lot of small businesses when it's like just them working in the business. So if you're a sole trader, or if you only have a couple of employees, even if you're fully booked out with your most expensive service, there's a cap there. You can't keep growing. Maybe you're going to need a bigger location at some stage. Maybe you're going to need to hire more people at some stage. Or maybe you're going to need a completely different pricing structure at some stage, and to have a, you know, a higher price service, which will automatically help you make more money. So one of my favorite quotes is always, the fastest way to double your revenue, fastest way to make twice as much money is to double your prices. But a lot of people are never going to do that because they're shit scared of what they're going to lose instead of focusing on what they're going to gain and like repositioning their brand and quality and experience and all of those kind of things. So you can do that, by the way, but it is a big change. Monique said, I finally hired my first staff member and have now got time to work on my business and it's growing. Well done. High five to Monique. That's amazing. So profitability and scalability, super important. So this is just my personal experience that I'm going to share now in a little story as to what I went through in order to figure this out and get there. So when I owned my hair and beauty salon business, which I, you know, started with just me, I was in my room, like a little side room off the garage, in a crappy rental property in Brisbane, and I still had a day job when I first started that business. I could make about $1,000 a week doing spray tans when I was like booked out, super busy. I was still pretty affordable at that stage. I was trying to be, just affordable, and I wasn't really focused on, you know, money at that stage. It was still a hobby business to me. So I was, you know, I could make about $1,000 a week. When I got to that point and I was making $1,000 a week in my own business, that was more than I was making at a full-time job, making $600 a week, sitting at a desk 5 days a week. So obviously I left the job. Bennett and Jackson said, I just had a big price increase, the best thing ever. Yes, high five to you too. That's amazing. I then realized that, well, if I wanted to keep growing that business and take it seriously, then I would have to open a salon location. I'd started adding more services as well. I started doing hair extensions. I started dabbling in eyelash extensions. I then opened my first salon and was like, well, I can take on more clients now because I have a larger space. I can also hire some people now to do extra work so that we can have two clients at a time doing hair extensions, or one can be getting new extensions, one can be getting maintenance, or, you know, someone can be doing a spray tan while someone else is doing hair extensions or lashes, right? So I was able to double my revenue just by having a bigger location and an extra team member because we could have two clients at once instead of me doing everything. Then I hired another team member, and then we were able to triple our revenue because we were able to take on three clients at once, depending on what the services were. And then that was as many people as I could fit in that one salon. I had no room to take on more team members. So if I wanted to keep making more money and keep growing my business, I needed to have another location and do the same thing again. So that's what I did. I got the first one busy with people working in it. That took like at least, you know, about a year of like, I went hard out on the marketing as well, by the way. Like, you've really got to back yourself and promote your services a lot. And then customer retention, obviously, equally as important. You need people to be coming back, telling people, you know, there's so much that goes into that. But anyway, I just had this thought that like, well, if I want to keep growing, I have to keep expanding that suburb, that location, that, you know, that was busy as I could get it in one spot. So if I wanted to keep growing, yeah, I opened another location. I did the same thing again. I worked in it myself for the first few months until it got kind of, you know, busy enough to hire someone, I had two people working in each of my shops, sometimes three. My stores were always quite like on the smaller side. I'd never had like a really, really big salon, but you know, that was what worked for me with those services. And then I had a third salon, and then I had another one, but then I moved it, and then I had another one, and then I sold it. So in total I did have five different locations, but I only had three running at the same time. But still I wasn't actually able to get to $1 million in the salon business, and I never got to $1 million in that business. I got to mid six figures, which was about 500, like, yeah, around about 500. It was up and down a little bit. But that's because of, now looking back, pricing, and also just, you know, I could have, if I had have opened three more shops, that would have got me there, obviously, if I had like six locations, because my locations were quite small, right? So I could have also had like a bigger store and had like more people coming in at once. That would have been another option. But that was my journey at the time, and I was just figuring that out. So when I did some calculations, though, when I was thinking about, well, how can I get this to $1 million in revenue, I was like, well, if I'm selling hair extensions at $500, as an example, like $499, get out your calculator, write down like what is the price point of one of your most popular services right now. Like, what do you sell it at? Could be $100, could be $500, could be $1,000, depending on what you sell, might be $250. Type in 1 million in your calculator and then divide that by that price of the thing that you sell. So if I wanted to make $1 million a year selling hair extensions, as an example, I'd have to sell 2,004 sets of hair extensions per year in order to make $1 million in revenue for hair extensions. And that's a lot. Like, you think about it, you're like, yeah, I could have 2,000 clients a year, but then you divide it by like how many days you're open per like year. And, you know, I think, I can't remember off the top of my head because I didn't do more calculations, but it's like several clients a day. It's possible, but it's also going to be like a lot of work and a lot of marketing and everything like that. So, you know, and then I also was like, well, how can I make more money without extra locations, without extra staff members? So, that's when I started like my wholesale range of products, like importing hair and selling it to other salons, because I could just use my existing, salon location as like a stock room, a storeroom, and part of it to store hair so that we could ship that to other countries. Didn't need extra staff or didn't need extra rent in order to do that. And then also I started providing training courses because people started asking me to teach them how to do hair extensions, how to do spray tans, etc. So that was an extra service that I added on so that I could make more profit off the existing expenses that I had. Right, so hopefully that's making sense. Eventually, after 8 years of having that business, I just started feeling like I wanted a change. I didn't know what else I wanted to do, and that's when I kind of accidentally fell into coaching. Hi, Alaya, you're live. Hashtag live. Nice to see you there. And so when I say accidentally fell into coaching, it was at that point where I had a few salons, they were doing quite well. I started going to networking meetings or started meeting other business owners, and they kept asking me questions like, how do you get clients with Facebook? How have you got three salons and you don't work in them? Like, teach me how to do that, basically. So that's when I started making, you know, some videos, some YouTube videos, just to give tips. I wasn't charging anything in the beginning because I was literally just doing it to help people. And then people started asking me, like asking to work with me privately. Can I pay you to actually show me how to set up an ad? Can I pay you to teach me how to systemize my business so that my staff can run it for me? And I didn't even know what coaching was at that time. But so I started, you know, doing that. I started teaching. And then I was able to get to $1 million within 4 years of starting my coaching business. The first year I think I did 150k. The second year I did, I can't remember, like 200 or 300 or something. I kind of doubled it in the first year. And then the third year it was about 400. No, I think I'm fucking it up in my head. Anyway, within 4 years, I got to 1 million. It kind of doubled every year. Average doubled every year. And I'm terrible at remembering numbers, so I'll have to go and look it up. But I know it was 150 in the first year, and then it was somewhere around like 400, 800, 1 million. Anyway, why did that happen so quickly? And why was it not, quickly in the terms of 4 years? Similar kind of thing I did in my beauty business. So I started from nothing, did like six figures in the first year, and then doubled. It was because of profitability, scalability, and marketing, of course, but I'll do another video on marketing. But with the courses, so at first, when I started coaching, I was doing one-on-one coaching. I was working with people, doing phone calls, seeing people in person sometimes. That was back before I had children, had more time. But that was limited. That was capped. There's only so many people I could talk to in a week. My energy was actually the biggest challenge there. Not necessarily the time, but I could only talk to 2-3 people on the phone a day, and then I was drained. Like, so I couldn't even take on more people than that. And that's still why I can't do, like, I don't do much one-on-one at all, and why I didn't work in my salon business at all, because I get very, like, I love people, but I'm also really introverted and need a lot of alone time. So I just find myself, if I'm around people too much or talking to people too much, my energy gets drained like a battery, and I have to go and recharge myself. Let me know if anyone can relate to that. So that's, and energy is another limit in your business. You may have an abundance of time, but if you're limited by energy, there's only so much you can do. So I decided, instead of doing, like, after I'd done one-on-one work for a while with people, I realized that I was going over the same stuff over and over and over and over again with almost everybody. Everybody needed the same mindset stuff. Nobody had working systems in their business. Nomad Hair Pro can relate. Yes, and hi, Face Body Day Spa. And Amber and Suki. Is it Suki? Yes, I think so. And a sip of coffee to recharge, because I just talk. Where was I going? Yeah, so everybody had the same kind of challenges. A lot of people were struggling with, they didn't know how to boost a post successfully or even write a post successfully to get clients on social media. A lot of people didn't know how to manage their team effectively in order to get their team to do the quality of work that they needed. And a lot of people had huge fears around advertising, around scaling, around stepping out of the business and letting their team run it, like letting go of control, letting go of micromanaging. Like, it was so much of just everybody had the same shit, basically. So, and hi, Serenity Nails and Tanning from New Zealand. And so I was like, well, I can help way more people and build a much more profitable, scalable business if I create an online program that helps with all of these things. I wouldn't have, and obviously I did that, and maybe some of you guys have been through some of my courses. I got people such good results. Like, so I've helped thousands of people through my courses over the last 6 or 7 years. And so many people have started from, like, $5,000 a month, and now are up to $30,000, $40,000, $60,000, $80,000 a month, just because they improve their profitability, their scalability, and also their marketing, of course, getting more clients in. But that was how I was able to do it. So once I had a course that I was selling, for, I've had different courses at different price points. Some are like $1,000 or $1,500 to $2,500, $5,000 for some of my proper, like, full blown business courses that go for like a year. And so I did the same calculation again, right? 1 million divided by, let's say, 5,000 for like an online course. How many clients did I need for that? 200. So either 2,000 clients to get to 1 million in the hair and beauty industry, my hair and beauty salons, or 200 students per year in an online course to teach them how to grow their business and how to you know. So I'm not trying to tell anyone that, hey, you have to go and sell online courses to make money. You don't. But what I'm saying is that you need to be aware of these things. You need to be aware of how profitable is my current products and services that I'm selling. How scalable is that? How much can I actually grow based on what I'm currently doing? Or do I need more do I need more team members? Do I need another location? Do I need a bigger location? Do I need to have another offer that I sell that's a higher price point than what I'm currently selling so that I can more quickly make that money? Because the amount of energy and effort that you put in to selling anything is almost the same. You know, if you are selling something that's $100, you're most likely putting in the exact same amount of effort than if you were selling something that's $1,000. It's not any extra time or money, time or energy, but you have to have, you know, obviously an offer that people want at a higher price point. You have to know who those people are. You have to believe in yourself that you can do that, and you have to get that person the value or the result that they are wanting as well. So you know what? I could have charged $1,000 or more for hair extensions because people do that. So I could have just doubled my prices on hair extensions, improved my marketing as well, and positioned them higher, framed them higher, maybe just added payment plans to make them more affordable for most people, and you know, made them more desirable with the branding and the marketing, and I could have doubled my revenue by doubling my prices. But that was a mindset thing. I wasn't prepared to do that at that point in time. But I do have clients now who charge over $1,000 for hair extensions, and they sell a lot of them. So you see someone doing that, you're like, well, I could do that too. I just have to decide and believe that I can. So yeah, I'd like you guys to try that. If you stuck with me through this video, grab your calculator, type in 1,000,000, and then divide it by, yeah, whatever the average dollar sale is that people are selling, you know, that you're selling things for, or, you know, whatever your most popular service is or whatever, or how much, my brain's going blurt now. See, I've talked too much, my battery's dead. That's what happens to me, then I need to go recharge. But yeah, however much one of your most popular products or services is, divide that by 1,000,000. See how many you're going to need to sell within a year. Sunkissed Tans and Beauty says, where do I find your courses? If you go to my website, carissa-hill.com, you can find the Proven Profits page on there, or you can send me a DM to Instagram or Facebook, and I can send you some information as well, because I do like to have a little chat with people and just find out if it's going to be right for you as well before I tell you, you know, to go and join it. But yeah, I'd love to help anyone if you are in that kind of place where you're like, I want to grow, I need to learn all this stuff. Definitely send me a message. Yeah, but do that calculation and just think about it. Let it mull around in the back of your mind, especially if you are in lockdown or something right now. Hi Narelle, and thank you for my compliment on my earrings. Especially if you are in lockdown or you're in a bit of a funk, or like you're not motivated or something, like sometimes you need just a new goal or a new vision to help you find that drive again. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, sometimes if you sit down and do this calculation, maybe you'll realize, oh shit, my business is never going to get to that level based on my current, you know, model, my current prices, my current services, what I'm currently doing. Like, it's just not going to happen. So that might make you feel a little bit sad for a while if you do really want to grow, but ideally it will light a little bit of a fire under your butt. so that you can, because that's how I do. If I think of something, I realize something, I'm like, oh shit, that's not working, that sucks. And then I get that kick in the ass that I needed, but like the pain becomes too great. So it's like, all right, get up, keep going. Let's make some changes. Let's do what we need to do. And yeah, in order to grow a business, sometimes you need to change. You need to get out of your comfort zone. You need to try new things. You need to ask for help if you need it along the way. Absolutely. And you need to be prepared to invest in your growth as well. So yeah. Does anyone have any questions? That was everything that I wanted to share in this particular video. I will come back and do another one about marketing. Aliyah said, how profitable and scalable? Well, enough that you can get to the financial goal that you want. Like, not everybody wants to make $1 million or grow a $1 million business. I respect that. There's no rules, there's no anything. But if you do, then yeah, you're going to need to have an offer that is profitable and scalable. I had one question here. Oh, Pamela earlier said, what would you say is a profitable markup percentage? So I honestly don't believe that there is like a correct percentage. It's based on value, you know? So, you know, when I was selling hair extensions, at first I would buy a wholesale packet of hair for $220 and I would sell it for double that. You know, that's back when I very first started. So I'd charge like $440. I was just doing 100% markup. Was that 100%? I'm terrible with calculations. Just double it. So if I was paying this, then I would double it. And then when I started importing my own brand of hair extensions, like, it took me years, by the way, to find a supplier that I liked. That was not a quick thing, like a lot of money spent, a lot of time, a lot of research. But when I finally found the quality of hair that I wanted and I imported that, it cost me about $100 per packet US. And so then I charged $500 or more for application. So I was making $400 profit per full head that we did. So that's high profit, right? And if I was paying someone else $25 an hour to install it and it took her 2 hours, then that's, you know, only $150 cost and then $350 profit. That's still really good. So I could have charged $1,000 for that same hair. It doesn't need to be more expensive hair. That's just, if it was really, really good quality, I absolutely could have done that. If I went back in time, then I would. If I could go back in time, then I would. And that would have been $900 profit. Like, some people would look at that and be like, what a ripoff. But that's not the way that you look at it. It's the value. It's the quality. Nobody else knew where to get that quality hair from. Nobody else knew how to apply it like I did. Nobody else gave the, you know, aftercare or attention and relationship stuff that my business did, right? So it's all about, you get to position your business where you want it to be in the market. Like, you know, you can be Kmart or you can be Gucci. That's a good example that I like to give. You can choose to be Kmart, you can be for everyone, you can be the cheapest, or you can be Louis Vuitton. And they make obviously so much profit on their bags. You know, you go to Kmart, you can get a bag for $5. You can go to Louis Vuitton, you pay $5,000. It's still a bag. The quality is better. The service is better. The experience is better. You value it more because you spent more money on it. And it's the brand that you love. So when it comes to, and this is why I'll do another video on this later because that's a whole other topic, but when it comes to like positioning your business in the market, it is a decision. You get to decide where that is. It's a mindset thing because you need to see yourself and value yourself at that level. If you do not value yourself at that level, then you can't possibly do it. So you need to do a lot of work on yourself. That's been a huge, huge journey for me. Oh my God. Oh my God. I did not even set foot in a Louis Vuitton store until this year because I didn't even believe that I was worthy of going into one of those stores, and I couldn't even make eye contact with the person at the door because I was uncomfortable. but that was a money thing that I had to work through in order to become that version of myself. So yeah, another video coming on that, absolutely, because that's really important money mindset stuff. But yeah. Hopefully that was helpful to somebody. Let me know if it was. If you're watching the replay, let me know as well. Deanne from Coffs Harbour, hello. Christy from Scotland, hello. If you joined late, definitely go back and watch the start when I wrap this up, which I will right now, because I'm all done. And thank you for spending this time with me today. Make sure to follow me on Instagram if you're not already, at Carissa Hill Coach. Join my Facebook group called Coffee with Carissa. And that's about all the places that I'm usually am at the moment. You can also send me a friend request on Facebook if you want to be friends. So, okay. Thanks, guys. See you later. Have an amazing day. Keep thinking positive, growing your business. You can do it. All right.